views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, thrilled for today's show. Benny, thank you so much for clearing the ice and bringing the snow. And many thanks to one and all for tuning in. Well, today is Thursday, so that means it's a readings day. I'm here all hour ready to take your calls and do readings for you to provide guidance, clarity, and insight with whatever may be blocking your way. Today, I'm doing not one, not two, but yes, a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you would like some additional clarity on your path, a tarot card reading can be super helpful. Perhaps you've been feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love elusive, and wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation. We can look at all of that today through the lens of the tarot. So, give me a call if you would like a reading today. If you are hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of the scary cards, fear not. Sometimes those scary looking cards are actually the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy. So there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any and every reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading so that the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there solely to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the questions has now tools that they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. The phone lines are now open. The number to call for a reading today is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, just to honor the universal energy that's been put forth for your reading, so the messages do not come out redundant and superfluous. For those tuning in for the first time, welcome to my show. Just a brief bit about me. I am an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients worldwide on helping them tap into their own power to create change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively, using that which is in your power. That is my whole focus. It is my belief we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that with career, love, finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit, and can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back. So now they're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. By doing this, they're using energy effectively, sort of like a vocal coach. I don't care whether or not you want to sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. What I do want is for you with your glorious voice to use your instrument effectively. I call myself the MBA psychic as, in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle where tools to affect change for optimal success and happiness are presented through the tapestry of the tarot card reading. Sort of like a mainstream metaphysical midwife, so to speak. It's not my baby. I didn't put the baby in there. I don't keep the baby once it's delivered. I don't determine the gender or sex of the baby. My job is there solely as a support, a cheerleader, to help guide the person's own birth of insight, clarity, and guidance. One way I do this is through the development of step-by-step recipes of processes people can choose to go through to do anything from releasing trauma and stress, finding a career of passion and purpose, embracing inner harmony and joy, to manifesting healthy and joyful love, particularly when it means navigating a course that is unfamiliar. You can learn more about me on my website. My company is Elite Tarot, which is at ELITETAROT.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide. So guidance and insight, no matter where you are in this beautiful world, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60 to 75 minutes, and we really go into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, but sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight when facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. You can book a reading directly on my site, elitetarot.com, ELITETAROT.com. However, in addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide. Corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, wedding receptions, corporate openings, as well as workshops nationwide on finding your purpose, embracing change, and manifesting healthy and joyful love. So today, for today's readings, I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. Today, I am using the Rider-Waite tarot card deck. If you don't have a deck handy, you can look the cards up online, but I will also describe them. When you call, I'll be shuffling the deck while we chit-chat. Then I'll be cutting the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. I use that hand as the non-dominant hand is the hand that accesses the unconscious. After that, I'll be fanning the cards face down in front of me, using my non-dominant hand, running my hand along the backs of the cards until three cards just energetically call out your name. Practically sort of like sticking to your fingers, my fingers saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. However, as always, I do like to say this small disclaimer, I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor. And a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. Finally, these are just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. A tarot card reading, the way I look at it, is a visual representation of the little voice that we are always overruling. I do it myself. We're saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. So before we go to our first break, I did want to just talk a little bit before this month comes to a close, being February, aka Valentine's Day month. I want to talk a little bit about how to embrace love, whether you're in a relationship or whether you're wanting to be in a relationship, using that energy effectively. for people who are not in relationships in February, this can be this dreaded time where it feels like an unpleasant spotlight is beaming down on you. If you're single, this is a time when friends, family, and even strangers confront you with phrases such as, "I can't believe you're still single. It just takes one." "Aren't you being a little too picky? Well, you know, you'd better get on this as you are turning 30 or 40 or 50 or 60. You get the picture. These are phrases that single people hate. The words may ring true to some extent, yet the phrases imply that if you just made one or two simple changes, joy and love would instantly occur. Since the changes aren't really spelled out, this can lead to even more frustration, stress, and anger and insecurity. Because, you know, let's face it, the process of dating and finding love is challenging enough at any age. Yet so often, with the best of intention and without even being aware of it, we can sometimes find ourselves stepping on our own energy, blocking our energy in this regard, which can make it even more challenging to manifest joyful love. So as my focus is all about using energy effectively, what I did was I put together a few steps you can incorporate today, which can shift that energy so you're more easily manifesting the joyful love you desire. So we're going to get to some of those when I get back, though. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got readings to do, and we'll talk about manifesting joyful love. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
They say we
stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship, this hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking manifesting joyful love and doing readings today. Today I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, the third card representing advice. So if you are interested in getting a reading today, give us a call. 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So before I get to readings, I did want to talk a little bit about love before February comes to a close. And I was talking right before the break about how sometimes we can sort of, with all the best of intentions, just block our own energy, which makes manifesting the very thing that you're wanting harder than it has to be. And so what I did was I kind of put together some easy step-by-step processes that anybody can put in place today, and feel free to give it a try. So one of the steps that you can do is to change your language today, yesterday. Have you ever found yourself saying to friends in almost a joking way, "Oh, there are no more good guys or gals left. It's hopeless. I'll be single as always." Or what about, "You know, the way I'm going, I probably won't meet anyone until I'm 90 years old. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride." Or even, "I have a better chance of being struck by lightning." Now, these phrases, when we're single, these phrases come out all the time because in some ways they're sort of comforting in that they mask pain that we don't want to publicly express or even feel. Using these phrases is so much better than saying something more optimistic for fear that it might jinx the situation. Well, while the phrases seem innocent, they are not, because from an energy perspective, these phrases are toxic. Every time you say one of these toxic statements, you create a heavy energy that just weighs you down and makes it that much harder to get the very thing you desire. Because you know what? The universe, it's like a computer. It is very literal. If you say you're going to be single for 90 years, then the universe, well, they might be perplexed, but might just honor your request. So unintentionally, you may be creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. So imagine it from the perspective of the universe. Perhaps the universe has a perfect guy or gal in mind for you. However, you're publicly declaring that a relationship is not possibly happening. So then, what's the point of presenting a person to you as you don't believe it can actually happen? So try this as a test. Ask yourself the following question. When will I have enough evidence to disprove my statement? One date? 2 weeks? 1 month? Engagement? Marriage? Most likely, an answer to that question, it's hard to declare. which only keeps the original statement entrenched. Now, habits are comfort-filled. The phrases and words are a habit, and they're safe. Changing a habit is not easy. However, it can be done. When you find yourself using one of these toxic phrases which block energy, immediately stop and correct it with a positive statement. These can be phrases such as, I can't wait to meet the love of my life. I look forward to being in a happy and healthy relationship. Now, while it may not seem easy to think these phrases, they're not easy to say them out loud. When you say these positive phrases out loud, notice two things. Number one, is your brain calm and relaxed, but your body feels heavy? Or number two, is your brain showing resistance, but the body feels lighter? When you say a toxic phrase, your brain will most likely feel calm and at peace. However, the body may feel weighted down, reinforcing the idea that being in a joyful relationship will actually be an uphill climb. When you use one of the positive phrases, however, the brain, it will resist. However, the body will feel lighter because suddenly, by you declaring it, suddenly being in a relationship of joy is possible rather than hopeless. So if you're not sure where to start, try cutting out the words hoping, wanting, trying, thinking, feeling, working on. These words sound harmless. If you've heard this show before, you know how I feel about these words because they sap energy and emotionally weigh you down. This makes it harder to manifest the very thing you're wanting to manifest. When you start to notice what words you use around love, particularly, you may be surprised at how often these self-defeating phrases are reinforced. In the quintessential chick flick, Win a Date with Tad Hamilton, there is a fantastic line that sums up this key step to manifesting joy. It's a scene when the leading guy, I think it's Topher Grace, he's bemoaning his single status to the bartender. And the bartender asked him, well, what did you do about this? And he said, well, I did nothing about it. And so the bartender said, when I told my father I would never get that job in a bar, he said, honey, your chances go up considerably when you file an application. Imagine wanting a job and just hanging around outside the building saying that there are no jobs left versus going inside, dropping off your resume. Are either a sure thing? No. However, which one has the greater odds of success? By changing your language, you file an application. Now, it is important to note that you may not believe what you are saying. In fact, you probably won't believe it at first. You may think that you're lying when you say the statement in the positive. And you know what? That is perfectly okay. You will ultimately believe it. But like anything else, it has to start somewhere. The hardest part of making a snowball is just getting it started. After that, momentum takes over, and soon you've got a whole snowman. If I were to associate this step with a tarot card, as that's what I do, I would put this step with the Seven of Pentacles. In the Seven of Pentacles, you see a man focusing mostly on an energy of his energy on a large hill of pentacles. There's a comfort in this, as he has clearly become familiar with these pentacles over the years. However, the leaves in and around the pentacles are clearly not vibrant in color any longer. They have served a purpose, however, they are no longer yielding growth and joy. In front of the man is a new seed that he's wanting to plant in the ground in the form of a single pentacle. By solely using his energy to go over past patterns and behaviors, he's making it more challenging on himself to grow things in a new direction. Ask yourself what percentage of energy you are placing on past relationships, past trauma, past experiences. Is that energy equal to that which you are placing on embracing new opportunity? While it's important to look backward, Be sure when pursuing love and joy that energy is present and open to the new chapter that's just waiting to be started. So we're going to take another break, but when we come back, we are going to get right to readings. Kathleen, you hang tight. I'll be right with you. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to FullSpectrumFinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you would like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or about inquire about having me come to an event or a workshop nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. So today I'm doing readings, talking about love, although I can talk about any other topic that might be blocking your path going forward. I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. So let us just go to our very first caller, Kathleen. Kathleen, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. Is there anything you have a question about today?
What else do I need to be doing to continue to move forward? Like, I feel like I'm doing everything I'm supposed to, and there's ick that I have to keep doing, like hanging on to an old job, and, you know, it's like, okay, I can get through this. And I'm like, what else can I do, or should I do?
All right. Well, I have no idea, but hopefully we'll get some answers from the cards here. One thing is that in going along with what I was just talking about, you're using, just be cognizant because you're using a lot of judgment, self-judgment phrases. What should I be doing? What do I need to be doing? I'm trying things. I'm doing things. I think I'm doing things. All those words are making it so that it makes it a little bit harder on yourself to say, way to go, Kathleen, I'm doing it. And so, and just by changing those words, then it makes it a little bit easier. But let's also see what else we can kind of get to. Oh, interesting. So the first card that comes up is the Ten of Pentacles. Now, there is a lot going on in this card, and Pentacles tend to talk about career, tangible things. And you've got this beautiful, harmonious scene in the background of this card with the duality of energy of left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine. You got the inner child there. You got two dogs kind of barking away under this perfectly blue sky and this just this harmonious scene. However, you also have in the foreground of the card this old man who's kind of staring at this as if it's like where he's wanting to be and going chasing. And in between the two scenes is an archway. And even if that archway were minusculely thin, from the perspective of the person watching this scene, it may as well be a million miles apart. And so there's a feeling of chasing an end vision that you have in your mind, which then can make it feel that much harder to enjoy the journey, because unless anything comes to match slightly different, unless something is totally perfect to what it is that your end image is of the end result, how I should feel, what it should look like, then there's that feeling that I haven't gotten there yet. And so it's give yourself permission to just destroy the end result and instead focus on what your core needs are in whatever area of aspect of your life that you're wanting to, that you're actively pursuing that joy and strength in. And then leave it to the universe to fill in the end result, because anything that you've got in the end result means that it's in a sense limiting, because that perfect scene in that card is actually only part of the card. And I really don't want you just to have half a card. I want you to have a whole card, but something that can exceed your expectation. Now, before I go on to the next card, which is going to just make this card make even more sense, because I just turned it over and took a peek at it, I just want to touch base with you and see, is that resonating?
Yeah, totally. 100%.
Yeah. Well, and you know, thank you for that. You know, the thing is that it makes, it's understandable. Like, I totally understand this energy, particularly in light of something challenging or blocking you, which is the Fool card. The Fool card is the very first card in the tarot, and it talks about taking that proverbial leap of faith. In fact, they call tarot the Fool's Journey. And so, and that's why it starts off the whole storyline of the tarot, because it's that leap of faith. So how does it, what do I mean by the fact that I then can say that this is understandable that you're chasing after that end vision? It's because there's an understanding that you are kind of going into the unknown. You are navigating out of your comfort zone. All of that is fantastic, but because you're at that initial stage of taking that leap of faith, you're trying to imagine all the things of what it could look like and try to answer all of your dot all your I's and cross all your T's ahead of time. And so it's understandable that you're placing that end result in your mind too. Yet, before you take a leap of faith, all you can do is tap into what are my needs, minimizing risks as much as possible, but then ultimately it's taking that proverbial leap of faith and then know that your answers will be all answered, but they will be answered in ways that you can't even imagine it. So right now your brain is just grasping onto that known, grasping onto that higher ground, because in this card you have a person who's literally about to start taking a leap off of a ledge, and there's that dog right by his side. And you know, you've got two of these cards with like friendly dog companions, which is kind of interesting from a cosmic perspective. And yet this card is not about being a fool in a negative way. It's actually encouraging you to use the word fool as a verb, in the sense of, I just have to know that I've done all the thinking that I can possibly do. I've planned everything I could possibly plan. And now it's just a matter of taking that leap of faith and being comfortable with the fact that that end result is not going to look like I expected. Once you can embrace that, now you open the door for it to be something a billion times better than anything you could have imagined. Does that make sense so far?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. So the advice cards, one of my scary looking cards, but it's actually not scary in the slightest. So the advice card is card number 15, the devil. So let me explain this card a little bit, because again, it's not a scary looking card. It's not a scary card, even though it looks scary, and it has nothing to do with an actual devil situation. But what it is, it's interesting because the pentacle, there's a pentacle above this devil energy and it's upside down. And so things are kind of getting turned upside down, as it does for anyone who's taking that proverbial leap of faith and starting a new chapter, which means navigating the unknown. Now, in this card, you see that duality of energy, and they're nude. And when you see nudity, it talks about unconditional self-acceptance. However, in this card, they're chained, their chains around the necks, and they're chained to the scary looking devil. That being said, the chains are bigger than their heads, and they are in absolutely no discomfort, meaning that you have power to either be authentic and honor your own authentic voice, or compromise it. And there's no right or wrong, because sometimes we have to take compromises, because this is a card about willful compromise. Sometimes we have to make compromises, taking a job for money, but not one that where we get to be ourselves. But other times it means, okay, I want to be myself, but then I don't get the goodies and the benefits of being part of that willful compromise. It is not a card about recognizing a sense of powerlessness as you take a leap of faith forward, but rather recognizing your great sense of power in that you decide, do I want to compromise my authenticity for whatever benefit I am getting? However, how can I make sure that I honor that authenticity external to this compromise? Or I'm taking that leap of faith forward, which means I don't have those kind of familiar kind of security blankets that perhaps I might have had I not taken this leap of faith forward, but it's important that I honor who I am at this juncture of my journey, because your journey is completely unique and will look like that of no one else. You are strong and powerful. The one thing you are not is able to tell what the future is. That, my dear, is someone no one really can tell. And yet you're trying to call upon that fortune-telling thing, because, and that's chasing that vision. Again, the end result's not going to be what you think it is. Now you can open the door for it to be better, enjoy the glorious detours and serendipitous adventure of going through those open doors, but honoring red flags as you tap into your sense of power. Mm-hmm. Will you please keep me updated?
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. I hope that's been helpful for you, Kathleen.
So much. Yeah, really it has.
Oh, I am so glad. Thank you so much for calling. Well, we are going to take our last break. When we come back, Gary, hold on. We have more readings to do. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. We are doing readings today. Today I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. So let's get to the next caller. Gary, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Gary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hello. Is there anything you have a question about today?
Yes. Considering the complaint in life I am, looking at the journey forward, love and gratitude, the points I understand that we look at after we cross over. So, looking at here and now, I recognize the idea of environment and still putting in and what would be the best approach in getting matters
moving in the right direction. Yeah, well, let's take a look and see. You know, I totally can hear what you're saying, because the first card, I chose three cards while you were talking, and the first card that came up is the moon. And so this is a card about really finding yourself energy-wise between two kind of different places. The first is the past, which seems to be the most easily understood, because it's the one that we can actually physically, tangibly see in terms of memories and experiences, both positive and challenging, that we've taken to date so far along your journey. On the other hand, those two energies, that left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine, are also looking ahead towards the future. But that future is represented in this card, the moon card, which is card number 18 in the major arcana. That forward movement is represented by this windy path, where you can't see the end and you can't even see where the path even goes. So from an energy perspective, it can stall energy, because it's like, ooh, how do we take concrete steps forward when we can't even see where the path is going? Much less, and to also kind of underscore what you were saying about environment, this is the moon card, and it's represented by this giant moon on the top of the card. And then you see two pillars, which are the gates of intuition. And clearly, as you go further down on this windy path, on the other side, you see the sun. And, you know, we never see kind of horror movies in daylight. They always have this kind of moon ominous look to it, because the moon itself casts a shadow, which can make things appear as if they're scarier or unattainable or hard to navigate. But that's really just a matter of lighting. So from an intuitive or from a tarot perspective, this moon card is saying that while there's a clear kind of place in this middle where you're at right now, it's very similar to the last caller about not looking too far ahead, but rather taking each step as it comes. And in this card, you can see that there's a very clear path forward that's not all the way down the pathway, but it just illuminates the first few steps, to go down that first few steps and then allow yourself to transfer and turn and follow the next few steps, as within each step you take, the moon and sun kind of together, the forward and back of it, illuminate that next part, and to go on that journey, because it's in that up and down, twists and turns, right to the left, to the right, to the left, as you wind down this road that we call the adventure of life, where we get the most interesting aspects and most interesting tools. There's something challenging or blocking you is the Four of Cups. Now, in this card, you see the person, again, focus on the environment, because you have this person who is getting in contact with the ground beneath him. He is sitting almost in a meditative stance under this beautiful tree, and he's sitting on this great, beautiful, green, lush landscape. And he's staring in front of him at three cups. And we can just call this, you know, what is in his brain at the moment. It could be option A, option B, option C. It could be, I want to achieve this. I want to achieve this, and I want to achieve this. Or it could be, I need to deal with number one, number two, or number three. All of that is within his brain, and he's focusing so intently because, and it is again understandable because as brains, what we tend to do is we only tend to trust that which we can absorb and what we can come up with within our own brain. It is much harder to absorb any kind of external wisdom or guidance that comes out from outside the brain. And this is just all of us. We're all a little stubborn in that way. So it's not just you or anyone else. It's all of us. However, there's another part of this card. So while he is looking intently at these three cups in front of him, there is a fourth cup that the universe is presenting to him. And so this card is coming as a challenge or a block card to your current situation, because it is saying, if all you see is what it you see in front of you, if all you see is what is in your brain of option one, two, three, option A, B, C, then that is all there is. However, look and see perhaps that there is some additional, because I definitely see that there is some additional illumination, additional guidance, additional gifts that the universe is presenting to you externally. However, it does require almost a conscious turn in order to see and embrace that those gifts. And before I turn over the advice card, just want to touch base. Does that resonate so far?
Yeah.
Excellent. So the advice card is going to be the Eight of Pentacles. Eight. I know my eights sound like aces, so it is the Eight of Pentacles. And in this card, you see a person, a man hard at work, as he is almost like an artisan creating this beautiful pentacle. And he's making sure that he's kind of using his all of his tools to create this beautifully designed pentacle, which is really wonderful. However, there are seven other pentacles that he has already created that all look fairly similar. And so this card can be a matter of making sure, recognizing that something may never be fully ready enough for you to present, because, you know, you may only kind of say, oh, I really need to tweak this idea. I really want to, I need to do more research before I write something, or I need to study more before I go forward. And to know that it might never be good enough for your standards. However, it's pretty darn good as it is. And so give yourself permission to let your work, let your thoughts, let your feelings, let what steps forward that the universe is giving you and tools and illuminating that path, give yourself permission to bring that forward. It allows it to be judged. Some may like it, some may not, but nothing you can do about that. You can only put energy into continuing down the path instead of retreating from a safety perspective. And again, this is safety because your brain only feels safe when it's doing something known. Your brain feels anything unknown equals unsafe. It's rather give yourself permission to be able to start to present your ideas forward and just, and no, okay, it's not good enough for me, but allow others to get the benefit of your love, your wisdom, some of the gifts that you now want to present forward to the universe. I hope that's been helpful. I can't believe we're almost at the end of the show, but I hope that's been helpful. And it was so lovely talking with you, Gary.
Yes.
Thanks so much for calling. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that. I was looked at the clock. It was like, oh, it's time to close the show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our Manifesting Love and Reading show today on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show, and thank you one and all for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.